Yirmiyah Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav Le'ilui Nishmas Tzalal Svi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. We are in the middle of either the metaphor or the literal use of symbolism, where Yirmiyah was told to buy a linen belt and wear it until it became dirty and black and decayed, and then bury it in the ground. Vayihi Kets Yomim Rabim, and so it was after many days. Vayomer Hashem Eli Kum Lech Parasa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, go back to the Nahar Pras again. I don't know if the Euphrates has some symbolism here as well, because, of course, that's where Bavel is coming from. So, according to the Me'am Loes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go back to the Euphrates. He is making an allusion, a reference to the Jews who ran to Egypt and didn't return to Eretz Yisrael, and then Nebuchadnezzar invades Egypt by crossing the Euphrates. So the Nahar Pras was seen as an escape route of sorts for Jews who were running for it, thinking somehow that would save them. And instead, Nebuchadnezzar lays waste to Egypt just as he does to Eretz Yisrael and to the community of Jewish exiles who had established themselves there. We are warned in the Torah several times not to go running to Egypt for any kind of salvation. But we fall into the trap again and again. So, go back to the Nahar Pras. V'kach misham eso ezor asher tzivisicha letamno sham. And take from there the belt that I told you to bury in the rock that you hid there. Zayin vo'elech parasa. So I went to the Nahar Pras. Again, vo'elech, not v'holachti. Vo'echpor, and I dug. Vo'ekach eso ezor min ha'makom asher temantiv shama. And I removed the belt from the place where I had hidden it. V'hinei nishchaso ezor lo yitzlach lako. And behold, as one would expect, the belt had become ruined and worthless. Now, becoming ruined automatically means becoming worthless. So the Das Sofrim adds to this that it became worthless, that it was still worth something somehow. It had lost value, but it wasn't completely decayed. So if the belt is a euphemism for the Jewish people, then it shows that no matter how much we had decayed, somehow we still existed. We were still there. Okay, by Hidvar Hashem Eli Lemor, so in Pasaches, Hashem speaks to me again, explaining the metaphor or the symbolism of the entire adventure. Ko Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem says in Pasuk Tes, Kocha Ashchis Es Gaon Yehuda, Es Gaon Yerushalayim Harav. Thus, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will destroy the pride of Yehuda and the immense, the overweening pride of Yerushalayim, Harav, the great pride, implying the unearned pride of Yerushalayim. So this was the reason behind the entire situation with the belt. The pride and self-confidence, the way the Jews have convinced themselves how righteous they are, unjustifiably so, this is symbolized by this belt. Pasuk Yud, Ha'om Hazeh Hora, Ha'me'anim L'shmo Az Devorai. This wicked nation, this evil nation, who refuse to hear my words, Ha'olchem B'shriris Libam, who follow instead the vision of their own hearts. As I've been saying for months, you know, how much does that sound like our generation, where we're sure that we're making all the right decisions, and we don't stop to think. Shaul HaMelech, way back when we did Sefer Shmuel, refusing to consult with the Urim V'Tumim before taking actions that turn out to be disastrous. Well, here we are, hundreds of years later, at the end of the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, they're still doing the same thing. Vayilchu acharei Elohim acherim lo'avdam l'shtachavos lohem. And they followed other gods to worship them, to serve them, and to bow down to them. Bihi ko'ezor hazeh, asher lo yitzlach lako. And Klal Yisrael will be like this belt, which is of no use for anything. Yitzlach, it won't succeed at anything. There's a certain degree of humility that comes when you try. If at first you don't succeed, try again. But what happens if you try again and you still don't succeed? I have a person that a friend of mine at work calls the little engine that couldn't. And you wonder what it feels like to be that. I looked online last night, late last night, 1 o'clock in the morning, at a review of a book that took me 20 years to write that I published. Oh boy, it was not complimentary. And that is very unsettling when you realize that a lot of effort has been put into something and people don't think that it paid off and instead pan it as mediocre and scatterbrained and not useful. Well, here's Kala Yisrael doing things that are obviously terrible and against our mission and against our role. And we have overweening pride about it anyway. Yud Aleph. Ki kasher yidbako ezar el musnei ish. For just as the belt clings to the loins, the hips of a man, kein hidbakti elai es kol beis Yisrael, ves kol beis Yehudan um Hashem. So have I caused the entire house of Yisrael and the entire house of Yehuda to cling to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lios li la'am, in order for them to be a nation for me, a people for me. Ulashem, ulashila, ulasifares. We sing these words at davening for a name, for praise, for glory. But we don't use these last two words, velo shameu. But they did not listen. So I raised up the Jewish people who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a belt clings to the body of the person wearing it. And yet, they don't listen. They don't pay attention. And again, remember that the water is a whole symbol here too, about all the great miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And what do we do about it? Not enough.